Welcome back, Beppers. This is the night that some of you, mainly Tackers, admittedly, looks forward to every year. That's right. We're out here ranking Keeper League rookies. So that's not you guys who have played before, just guys from the AFL draft from last year and the people who have a particular rookie draft. Admittedly, a lot of Keeper Leagues don't have a rookie draft, but still. Any existing keeper leagues, always looking at the new talents coming up, always looking at the guys out of the draft, always trying to get those coveted high rookie picks or high picks to take the rookies, depending on how your draft is structured. New guys that are coming out, you want to work out who's the best, who's got the best fantasy potential, and who better to talk that with than the rookie man himself, Mr. Fluff, a.k.a. What is it, Holy Bacchus? Mr. Nick Carlson, how are you this evening?
Very well. Good to be back. We shall have another crack at it, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Why not? How's your preseason going so far?
It's been a little bit slow, I must admit. These bye rounds are certainly playing havoc with my motivation. But as far as looking at rookies and seeing what's going on, I'm pretty excited for a few of them, but I doubt they'll reach my number 8 pick, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I've got, I think I had number 7 and I sold that, so am I sitting at like number 9? So that's going to be a royal struggle of a pick, I think. I'll probably find someone and then you'll take them at 8.
It's not quite as deep as last year, that's for sure.
No, for mine it drops off after about 6, but even the top 4, I think anything after that's a bit of a mess.
But those top 4, damn, they're gonna
That's our mate Crazes. What, he's got 2 picks in the top 4, 3 picks in the top 7, something like that.
Going all in.
Oh yeah, well that's what you get if your side's rubbish for long enough.
And it has been. That's for
sure. It's been quite poor for a while. Speaking of cracking things and lofty standards of your own, I'm going to crack a Cooper's Brewery Australian Ale, which you probably don't particularly like.
Well, I'm not, Cooper's is okay. I'm not going to bag out Cooper's too much. But
I think they're Australian. It must not be very good. It was on sale for not much at the bottle shop.
It's relatively new, so they're trying to, you know, flog it off.
And get people. Okay. That's true. They don't normally bring out new beers. It's not bad. Not bad. I'd drink it again. I'd rank it highly for a rookie beer, then, if you will.
I'm drinking a stupid little sparkling ale with Pinot Noir grapes aged in oak barrels. It's pretty out there, that's for sure.
Sounds terrible. Is it good?
You wouldn't like it at all.
No, I wouldn't.
Not bad.
Not big on. So it's got wine in it.
Apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who make that? So it's from the brewery, which is American.
Okay.
They're, you know, considered to be one of the better brewers that do weird and wonderful things. But so little saison apparently. So
I don't mind the saisons. They go all right. What's a 4 pack of those set you back? $30.
A bit more. Yeah.
Really. Yeah, I think I wouldn't buy it. I don't buy anything over 20. I just generally walk into a bottle shop and find out what's on special and get that. Not picky at all.
Even with the discount, it's not worth it probably. Anyway.
Yeah, so I can imagine. All right, fun talk about beers. Let's talk about rookies. We'll start off with the number 1 because it's quite interesting, and I think there's a few ways it could go. It was, for a while there was obviously Harley Reid, but I think he's taken a backward step of late. There's the big 4, as you said, McKercher, Sanders, Reid and Windsor. There's been a bit of toing and froing with one. But I've gone McKercher, although I did a poll on BEP on Twitter and most people took Sanders, but I think that the people in the fantasy community I've been talking to have been high on McKercher. What have you got at number 1?
Yeah, it was a toss-up between those two, obviously, both being Tassie blokes. You know, it's hard to...
Craig said, yeah.
Yeah, but I went McKercher too just because, even though he didn't have, like, a great game on the weekend, I think he's going to be the better scorer generally. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd think he's more likely to get games being at the Roos and rather than being at the Dogs, Bevo could just drop Sanders and never play him again.
You just don't know when you're going to get Bevo, that's for sure.
No, 100%. All right, well, jump in. We'll attack this by fives then. So let's have a look what I've got. 2-6. As we said, I think we've both got Sanders at 2. I've gone Harley Reid at 3 over Windsor. I think based on what I saw in the practice matches, Harley Reid's just well, they obviously love him, so he's got massive job security. They play him in every different position, which I honestly don't think is good for his fantasy scoring, but it means he could get a lot of the ball potentially. He had a good game on the weekend with 73. Caleb Windsor again, at 4. Darcy Wilson, who has been fantastic. He came out with a 97 on the weekend at 5 at the Saints, probably enough to get some decent job security there. And Xavier Duzma, who is probably the last of the dependable crew, at least for mine, even though he's a Duzma, so that's got to worry you because I don't like Duzmas and they're really crap. Seen enough from him on the weekend and he's got the draft pedigree. What's your next five looking like?
Well, so we've got a slightly different top four. I went Wilson at 4.
Wilson at 4. That's interesting.
Yep. And I've
you went
gone a little bit.
Reid at 3 or?
Yeah. Reid at 3. Wilson at 4, although he was helped by 6 free kicks on the weekend.
I didn't see that. That's interesting to note.
Yeah. and then after Wilson, I actually went Ari Schoenmaker.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I did have him. No, I didn't. I haven't even got him ranked or honorable mentions, but I did see him noted. Moira's Magic, people call him the GOAT. He's just a guy who plays and wins cars occasionally. But he did release a top 10, back in November, of his draft class, and he had Ari Schoenmaker at 5. So, I haven't seen him mentioned too much since then, but he's obviously got something.
He's the best kick in the draft, that's for sure, by a mile. He's a really, really good kick. The problem is he's a bit of a bad boy. Which is why he got drafted so late, because he was kind of looking at being, like the top 10 to 15 draft pick. And then, he did a few things wrong and doesn't look like his professionalism is, necessarily as it should be. But if he gets it all together, I think he's probably got, one of the most, the biggest upside. But,
AFL does like their bad boys. I mean, you've got Dusty, you've got DeGoey, you've got, well, maybe not Thomas. That's probably not a good example, but some of them have been successful.
Yeah, and he scored an 83 on the weekend, so that's...
What's his crime of choice?
He basically was at a camp and he went and bought alcohol and consumed.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's but then he's living with Jack Steele now. I think they wanted to basically get his act together.
Okay. So he's going to be boring.
I suppose we'll see. But I really like him, that's for sure. I think he's
so what did you have him at 5?
Yep.
Okay,
so 5 and then Windsor.
Yep. Okay. That brings us to 6, so that, I guess that we'll pick it up from there. Windsor, obviously he's quite good. What do you think is his chances of actually getting a game and staying in that Melbourne side, are they?
I think on the wing, he'll be fine. But at the same time, wings aren't the greatest scorers, are they? So
yeah, no, they're not. And generally, I think a lot of the new guys will start in the wing, don't they? The midfielders, the draft will come out and be on the wing. It's not a bad place to learn. What have I got for my next 5? I've got, after Duzma, I've got Cooper Simpson, who I've really liked the look of at Frio. I drafted him in another keeper league just the other day, actually. Really liking what he can do. He has had an injury, I think, in his draft year, so he didn't have too much in his draft year. Kind of got drafted late. And also his job security at Frio's got to be questionable because they've got a billion midfielders. But I do really like the look of him. Clay Hall, who, yeah, got drafted late, what did he, 38 by the Eagles, but a higher pedigree, cop an injury as well. Points against him for having Russ writing him up in the DT talk. I don't like that at all. Was it Shane Manor from the Cats? He looks really good. Job security is a big problem for the Cats. I don't think he even – I know he did play in the community series and got 35 from 27% time on ground. So that's okay. But, yeah, getting on that team is going to be a problem. And then at 10, I thought, you know, if we're doing a 10-team league, that's a go on the turn. You got to take one ruck. And Ethan Reed's probably the standout ruck of the bunch. He's apparently like an extra midfielder out there. So problem is he's at Gold Coast Spurs. He's not likely to get any games anytime soon. But then Witz has got to be phased out eventually. And he should have the number one mantle there. So it's an English type stash, you know, Stuart stashed English, God, 10 years ago, and we all made fun of him for doing that. But come out okay, I suppose. But still, I'd still make fun of him if I had my chance because I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'm a bit unsure about whether he's going to be in front of Moyle or not. But I guess if he's that good, then he will be. But
Moyle was pretty bad, though, isn't he?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they seem to like him, but
okay. They
also seem to think that maybe he might be, you know, like a key position defender as well.
Maybe, yeah, because you wouldn't – what do they pay pick nine? You wouldn't pay pick nine for a ruck if you weren't going to use him.
But he wasn't, I think so. You know, they just had to match the bid when he was coming.
Yeah, that's true. So what's your next five look like?
Right, well, I don't actually have Simpson on my list at all, and I don't have Manor either on my list.
Neither of them. Oh, okay, yeah. That's interesting.
They could probably, but they're both small forwards, and generally I don't really gravitate towards those guys as far as scoring goes.
Oh, okay, yeah, I thought they were proper mids, but maybe I didn't look hard enough into them. Yeah, small forwards I don't big like either.
Yeah, so I had Dersma, and then I had Clay Hall, and then I had McAuliffe, Richmond.
Oh, yeah, I've got him a bit further down.
Yeah, and then Reed. And then good old Caden Cleary from the Swans. I think he'll be a slow burn, though.
Yeah, I guess this one's midfield's got holes in it now, so that they might be inclined to put in a draftee. Yeah, I wouldn't see him getting a game for a while. He's on my honourable mentions list. Certainly his name's popped up here and there, but, yeah, I wouldn't have thought he's too likely to get in game anytime soon.
Yeah, he's got a good scoring pedigree. He's like 101.5, the average.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty handy. You know, we can tell out of that talent league, but they seem that most of the midfielders average well over 100, but better than not averaging that, I suppose.
Exactly. But and McAuliffe's the same. I think he could get a run pretty early as well. But he was, what did he average around? Where is it? It's called. I can't even find it now. 89. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking through the AFL record traders edition. 89. 8.5 tackles a game, which sounds impressive. You think what's his likelihood of getting a game anytime soon at Richmond like?
It's a good question, obviously. Hef seems to think he's all right too.
Mr. Mustache?
Yeah. So I guess we'll see, but probably not going to be immediate, that's for sure.
I didn't see too much of him. What did he... Did he not play in the preseason much? What was his preseason like?
I think he did get a game. Yeah.
Unless I spelled his name wrong. I couldn't find him when I went looking for a score on the weekend. I probably didn't spell his name wrong. It's a weird one.
Yeah. No, it doesn't look like he didn't play. But, he won't be immediate. But I think, you know, with the way that Richmond's midfield stocks are, and the fact that, you know, Presty is going to get injured, you know.
That's true. He certainly is.
And Jack Graham just got injured as well, so.
Oh, okay. Well, there's opportunities there, then.
Hmm.
I don't mind that at all.
Yeah. And, I put Dersmer at, what did I have him at?
Six, seven?
Yeah, but I just don't know whether it's going to transfer into scores. I mean, he scored pretty well in the juniors, but I think that was playing a lot of wing time as well, which I don't think he's going to get.
No, you wouldn't have thought so.
Got some pretty established wingers there at North. But, I mean, he'll play, that's for sure. He'll play, you know, small forward, and he'll probably kick a few goals.
Yeah.
A bit of points, but, yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly a competition for spots at North, haven't they? They've got a lot of that young talent to throw around.
Hmm. But, you know, being...
But well, the good news is he plays at North, so he'll probably be playing somewhere else next year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as I say, he can kick a goal, so... Good start, but yeah, I'm not really sure, you know, between him and you know, Watson, is there much of a difference, you know? But I've got Watson like way further down.
Yeah, that's I think I've got Watson at 16 myself, and I hadn't even considered picking him really until I popped his name up on the Twitter, and people seem to like him. So yeah, he's a small forward. I wouldn't have thought about him too much myself either, but Well, I had him. I was looking at him for my last spot. So I had, I'll run through them now. What have I got? Harvey Thomas, the GWS midfielder, who's looked quite good across the community series with a 66 off 75% time on ground last week. So he's one to watch. I really like Charlie Edwards from the Crows, the defender midfielder. But yeah, don't know. He didn't play in the community series, and I don't know what his likelihood of getting a game anytime soon is. McAuliffe, we spoke about. Dan Curtin from the Crows. But is he a midfielder or like a key defender?
He's going to be a key defender, I think, but he also can play mid. I think he did play a little bit of mid when he was, you know, in the
juniors. Oh, okay.
But whether or not he'll get the opportunity or not, that's another thing.
Yeah,
but
I think pretty stacked midfield there at the Crows.
Quite attacking, you know, key position defenders.
Oh, okay. So maybe play like that Kitty and Coleman role or something, or not much of a halfback, or?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I think just, you know, could be more like a Sisley, perhaps.
Oh, okay. Well, that could work. That's a very friendly position if you can stay on the field, unlike Sisley does.
Hmm.
Not that I'd recommend anyone who picks Sisley this year. He looks like an absolute dog at the moment.
Yeah, Blank going down hasn't helped him at all. Yeah,
no,
not sure.
That's a mess. And then I had George Stevens at 15 from the Cats. Again, the Cats is not an easy place to get a debut, but he's had a good-looking preseason. Had a 28.4 disposal average in the Talent League, including one 44 disposal game. So he obviously knows how to rack up the pill. Just a question of breaking into that team in that midfield.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I had crowdsourced, because I was looking at, for that 15, I was looking at Stevens, Rogers, Cleary, and Watson. And 37% of people voted for Watson, which is interesting. And it was kind of split between Rogers and Stevens at 25, and only 11% of the people thought your mate Cleary was any good. So, yeah, that could be a draft sleeper for you right there.
Could be, yeah. So after Cleary, I went with Jake Rogers. I thought, even though he's small, I think, you know, and he probably won't get a game anytime soon.
Yeah, that's
I think
a worry.
He's certainly going to be a good player, I think. If he gets a go, I think he's injured maybe, or he's had some injury problems in the preseason, which probably hasn't helped him. But
yeah, I haven't seen him in the preseason, so I don't know where he is.
He's small, but he's 170, I think. But, yeah, I like him. I think he's going to be good if he gets a chance. So, yep. And then after that, yep, George Stevens, like self. Thought, if he gets a game, he could be really good. He's ready to go. Curtin and Thomas. And I was umming and ahhing about it because obviously he's just broken his collarbone too, which doesn't help. But good old Jed Walter, I know you don't like your key forwards that much, but he did average very well as a junior.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I did have him on my honourable mentions list. Yeah, forwards of the Gold Coast is a bit of a Bermuda Triangle, though, which is a problem.
Yeah, he averaged 103, which is, you know, for a key forward.
Okay, yeah, that's very good for a key forward.
Yeah, so there's that. And then, yeah, Watson. And then I was looking at Oscar Ryan from Adelaide.
Oh, okay.
Could be a bit of potential. Don't think, once again, he's not going to get a game probably anytime soon. But he did average 90 well.
And, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Bad. And then rounding out my 20, I got a little bit excited, obviously.
Why not?
Hardiman and Di Mattia.
But, Di Mattia? You know, I don't think I've even heard of Di Mattia. Tell me about Di Mattia.
Winwood, yeah. He looks like he's going to be one of those sort of cult figures if you get a game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he averaged like a 80, 82 or so in the talent league. He's got a big frizzy mop on his head and he looks pretty good. But, yeah, as I say, it's getting to that point, it's a little bit like, you know, throwing darts. You just don't really know, do you?
So. No, yeah, I've got kind of, I only did the 15, which ended up being 16, and then I had Rogers, Walter, Cleary, Ed, and then I went Nate Caddy, which I think is kind of worth a late fly. He's a key forward, but I think he's going to be good at Essendon, and he's got from good pedigree. I was talking to my brother and his mate the other day who used to play on Soul Caddy, the local football massive forward legend that he was. So, big ups on Nate Caddy. If that translates into fantasy points, I don't know. And people are always short rucks, so having a punt at a kid ruck in a deep draft isn't terrible. Mitch Edwards is apparently the best of the pure rucks, and then you've got Archer Reid, at your mate's West Coast, where there's obviously opportunities for rucks.
And Will Green looks like he might be okay too.
Oh, okay. I'll have to make note of that one. Where's he ended up?
Sydney.
Okay. Another place where there's a billion rucks. Because what do they've got? Grundy and Laddams. And did they delist McAndrew, or they still got him somewhere?
Geez, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one either. They might as well delist him, I think, for all that matters.
And Taylor Goad as well.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard he might be all right. Yeah, there's definitely rucks out there if you're willing to wait on them.
It's definitely going to be a deep stash, though.
I think so, yeah. Well, probably the number one rucks, someone like an Ethan Reid is, worth taking a punt on. But, yeah, the rest of those guys, it's a back end of the draft kind of willing to keep a spot there for 5 years to see any use kind of pick.
But you might end up with a Tim English, who knows?
Oh, you never know. You never know. Yeah, if you're lucky enough. I'm sure there's been other guys. I had the same thing with McAndrew last year. I delisted him and didn't even wait 1 year on that guy. I think I've done that 3 or 4 times, probably thrown a draft pick at a ruck that hasn't turned out. Pruce. I picked Pruce when he first came in. Yeah, that worked well for me. I think I've delisted him twice now.
I would bet Callum Jamison last year. That was
he's not even. Is he? Did he get cut off the list completely?
No, he's been playing the community series, but just as a kid. But Gov comes back or whatever, he'll go out of the team. But yeah, I think they're just trying to find somewhere for him to play because he looks all right. He's obviously fallen behind Williams now though. West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, and that other guy, Livingston, is it? He played some minutes the other day, looked all right.
Yeah. No, it's hard to know with West Coast and all their new players. There could be a few. Like that Archer Reid looks okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be a one to watch, stash for the future. You're right, but yeah, West Coast is. Do you think it's going to be a mess this year?
Yes.
You like it when even the most optimistic fans at West Coast have got nothing good to say.
I mean, you know, it's good watching these kids. You know, hopefully they'll improve. But yeah, it's going to be some pretty awful defeats again, no doubt. Hopefully not just quite as last year.
They've got to get off that training track at Mineral Resources Park. That's just an injury ground waiting to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably like concrete.
Yeah, even some of the Frio guys got injured when they played there. It's just a mess. I don't know what they're doing wrong. Their medical team is just absolutely useless.
Well, they got a new one as well. Okay. So,
well, hopefully he's better than the last guy. That was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was giving him crap, but, you know, they didn't really have too much of an issue when they were winning flags.
That's true.
But, yeah.
It's a different role. It was a different role for the medical team back then, I guess. They were busy trying to disguise all the drugs they were.
And doing a good job too.
They kept Cousins on the field for a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever they gave him worked.
Coke, I think. Yeah.
Probably, yes. Cool. I think that's all the do you have any more rooks you wanna touch on while we're here?
No, already given away too much as well. We always do this just before draft.
Right before our draft. Fortunately, I don't think we even our own keeper league get a huge listening.
No, it's true.
Packers will be right on the ball. Probably Stuart will listen and then have a crack at each of our selections like he always does. Such a great bloke.
We just make sure this time, you know, when you're slagging me off at the end of the year, you know, saying that I lost our you know, tipping, betting, or whatever the hell was going on here. But back on at least to you know, be able to reply.
I'll have to actually remember what I did. I think Craze was giving me shit a couple of weeks ago for what I said in last year's pod, and I'm like, I don't even remember. I got no idea. I had to listen a bit the other day. It wasn't a bad listen actually. These things are not bad. You cut them up, they go right.
Well, you know, hopefully. You're enjoying your solo potting.
It's not too bad. I've had a couple of guests on actually, yourself, and I had not Milne, Monty. I always go to call him Milne, and he hates it. And I had Monty on last night, just doing a bit of a summary of the community series. So yeah, we're roping in a few people here and there. And I had my brother and his mate came on a couple of weeks ago, and we sat here and drank beers and talked old footy stories. And just had an absolute ball, but then it got listened to by about six people. So I don't know what we did wrong there. Must have been way too many in-jokes.
And AIDS, obviously, is, you know, going quite well.
Oh, yeah, everyone loves AIDS. I'll have to bring him back if I can work out how to use that stupid text-to-speech program again. That was, not the easiest thing to configure.
Awesome.
All right, too easy. All right, we'll call it there then, and have fun, Beppers, and your rookie drafts. Good luck. See you, bye.